We talked 2 weeks about strife, and I'm going to get back to strife, but I'm going to do it a little differently so we'll get it. I want to talk today about peace, and then next week about peacemakers if I don't change my mind. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is the verse we use to explain the nature of man's spirit, soul, and body. It says, "And the very God of peace." Who is he? The God of peace. You know, there are a lot of Elvis Presley interpreters, and you would know, you would not say, "That's the very Elvis," because the very Elvis is dead. We used to use that expression, "the very one." That's the very one. In other words, it's real. Well, this is the very God of peace. That's who he is. He is the God of peace. And it says he wants to sanctify you wholly. If he sanctified you wholly, you're going to have peace wholly. I mean, you're going to have peace, spirit, soul, and body. Now look at Romans 15:33, because this reference to Almighty God, the nature of God, is in several passages of Scripture. He is the God of peace. 15:33 says, "Now the God of what? The God of peace be with you all." So the God of peace is for who?
All.
It's for all. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? I know everybody in here has lost their peace at one time or another. Christmas used to be my most unfavorite time of the year. I used to promote in my family, "Let's have Christmas once every 5 years." Never could get anybody to go for it. And now I've just come alongside and I said, "Okay, fine, I give." The God of peace, not peace is P-I-E-C-E-S, but God of peace. God of peace be with how many?
All.
You ever lost your peace? I told one lady she needs to go back to the point of stress and let's solve that. She said, "If I knew where that point was, I'd be standing there today." So it's frequent with women that we don't know where we lost our peace. Have you noticed that? Somewhere down the road of life, I lost my peace. Well, in all of the books, most all the books of Paul, look at 1 Corinthians 1:3. You're right there on that page. Two things are listed, grace and peace. They're always listed in that order. Grace be unto you and peace. You know why? Because if you don't know the grace of God, you can't experience the peace of God. Grace is God's provision for you, your acceptance of that provision. It's a big, big picture. When grace comes into your life, you have certain things provided for you. You've become acquainted with those things. You've reached out by faith and you've received those things. And free of charge by the might and power of Almighty God, those things have come to you. Well, that brings what? Peace like a river. Peace like a river. It doesn't say peace and grace, because until you know grace, there is no peace. So grace is very important. You had a couple good lessons on grace, I know, so I just point that out to you. First grace, and then peace. And because of grace, there's peace. You know, if there's no provision for you just in the natural, no, you know, you see, "Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Big, fat, juicy ones, little bitty, skinny ones." You know that song? "Guess I'll go eat worms." Well, if nobody loves you, or if that's your perception, that nobody loves you, you have nobody to provide for you, nobody to care for you, you don't like being alone. One lady was so glad to go to the hospital. I visited her, and you know why it was? I finally figured it out. There were people up there. Somebody kept checking on her. She said, "They wake you up all the time." I said, "They do?" She said, "Yeah." She's been tired. She's tired of being alone. And I love that. God said, "I'll just ship her to the hospital. There's people up there. She'll love that." I don't know about the medical treatment. We won't discuss that. But the people, the attention was good for her. She loved that. She needed that. Well, there's grace. There's good things provided for you. There's riches because of Jesus' death and resurrection. They're in the book. You can have them by your faith, and that should bring us great peace. Grace and then peace. Now, we have a God of peace. And look at Isaiah 9:6. The God of peace sent the Prince of Peace. He's listed in his names, his characteristics there. It's Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. The God of Peace sent the Prince. A prince is a ruler, someone in command, someone in charge, someone with authority. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." We could sing that, you know. I love to sing. "The government should be upon his shoulder. His name should be called" what? "Wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father," and what? "Prince of Peace." Now don't stop there. Look at your next verse. "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be" what? "Peace without end." The Bible does not say a lot of different things. It says a few things, many different ways. There are three expressions which are in essence are the same. Peace without end, perfect peace of Isaiah 26:3, and peace beyond understanding of Philippians 4. And it doesn't matter if it's unending peace or peace beyond understanding or perfect peace. It's all the same thing. It's the supernatural capacity of God coming into our life.